I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 18, 2026. Kentucky's spring wildfire season is officially underway. Kentuckians are being encouraged to take precaution while dealing with fires. Stan Ingold has more.
The season runs through April 30th. During this time, burning is prohibited between the daylight hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. in or within 150 feet of any woodland or brushland. The Division of Forestry responds to more than 1,000 wildfires annually across the state. March and April are typically high wildfire occurrence months. Last year, 517 wildfires occurred during the 10-week spring wildfire hazard season. The snow and ice Kentucky received just a couple weeks ago could have an impact on this fire season. Fallen trees and organic debris remain on the ground. As they dry out, they could provide potential fuel for wildfires. If a fire escapes from the burning of debris, immediately contact the nearest Division of Forestry field office or a local fire department. I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond.
The City of Lexington is holding an expungement clinic for Fayette County residents with a minor criminal record. This event will give residents a chance to remove barriers to employment, housing, education, and voting. Kentucky law now allows expungement of many low-level, nonviolent offenses. Eligibility details will be available at the event. Sierra Coleman is an opportunities officer in the mayor's office. She says it's a simple process for those who attend.
They will fill out some paperwork given to them by Legal Aid of the Bluegrass, and they will go and sit with the intake staff where they'll be able to pull up all of their charges, all of their information. One of the things that we love is that people don't have to bring anything at all to the clinic.
Coleman says in addition to expungement services, attendees can access employment resources through Work Lexington Partners. These include job search assistance, resume help, and employer connections. Since the program began in 2022, over 2,000 people have received expungement-related services, helping them move forward with new opportunities. The clinic already has 100 registered participants, but walk-ins are welcome. The clinic will take place from 1 to 4 p.m. tomorrow at Davis Park Workforce Center in Lexington. Louisville Metro government is suing to keep some recording from its surveillance cameras secret. The Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting's Morgan Watkins has these details.
Ryan Dischinger is a public defender. For a client's case, he requested city surveillance footage covering a few blocks of downtown. Louisville Metro refused, saying the videotape would reveal camera locations and also could expose the city's vulnerabilities to terrorism. Kentucky's attorney general found Louisville Metro broke state law when it withheld the footage. The city is challenging that finding in court. Dischinger thinks the city gains a lot when it's transparent.
And I'm very frustrated, I guess, by the extreme lengths that Louisville Metro seems to be willing to go to in order to stop people from knowing what it is that they're doing.
In a twist, the footage Louisville is suing to protect apparently no longer exists. City staff indicated to Dischinger that the tape was erased because Louisville routinely deletes surveillance recordings after 30 days. I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
A deal between a solar developer and the Lexington City Council to lease out the Haley Pike landfill for a large-scale solar farm continues to be postponed. A proposal by Edlin Renewables would have the company pay around $85 an acre for more than 350 acres of land. Supporters of the project say that it would allow Lexington to use industrial solar without encroaching on Fayette County's rural areas. City Council is generally positive about the plan, but some members, like Councilmember Tyler Morton, say they're concerned it doesn't fully align with Lexington's zoning plans for large-scale solar.
Green energy, 100% behind it, sustainability. But from the micro standpoint, there's just not much direct benefit. We don't see prices of electricity going down. We don't see the electricity going back to our grid. So my big emphasis has been, well, how can our people on the ground benefit?
Last year, the council adopted an ordinance regulating large-scale solar in Fayette County. It suggests developers pay the city $750 for each megawatt generated to help lower energy costs for residents. Edlin's current proposal would pay just around $250 per megawatt. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhardt.